This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
We're going to start with Tom Brady.
Your boy.
He's not my boy. He was at one time. Now I'm just, I feel actually kind of bad for him, because if somebody says to you, we're going to do a roast for you, you think, I got a thick skin. I'll do that. Sure. Roast me all you want. That seems fine. And in fact, I didn't even know I was going to be roasted. My 50th birthday party, I think Maddie might have even coordinated a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, like we gave you a
roast.
It was
a massive roast.
And you were fine.
I was fine. Because you know why? It was all about me. And I was like, that's all true. It's all true. Everyone I know is an alcoholic and can't wait to get away from me. Anyway, it wasn't about my kids. It really wasn't about John. I don't remember anything being about John. It wouldn't have bothered me if it was about John anyway. He can take it. But Tom Brady agreed to do a roast and did not know that it was going to be about his ex-wife and kids, which I don't know if he should have or not.
What?
I don't know. He's not a guy. I mean, should someone have said to him, like, this isn't going to be about you? Do you think somebody did?
I don't know what. Did you just
bopped myself in the face.
I don't know who's around him. I don't know what kind of, you know, I don't know if he has friends that can speak frankly.
Right.
But you'd like to think that you'd think that he, having just gone through this scandal where the jiu-jitsu teacher is now doing his wife, and he's, I don't know how it doesn't occur to him that that's the gaping wound. Right there.
They're going to be poking at that.
That's the one. And so your kids, by default, will catch all that as well. Like, that's...
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know how he didn't think of it. I don't know how he didn't have a friend that might say, maybe even someone when they were signing him up might say, we really want you to do this, but are you sure you're prepared to deal?
Right. Because not only could, look, even if he wasn't going through all this crazy, delicious stuff to talk about and make jokes about, you're still going to be joked about, and other people's kids are going to hear about it, and they go to school with your kids. Like, there's always going to be some kind of blowback on your family. When you're as big as him, probably everything he does comes back to bite him in the ass. Like, somebody from, oh, my dad said that he saw you on something and you said blah, blah. Like, okay.
Well, the triumphant moment, though, and this is for all the bad that happened, Nikki Glaser says, I would shoot my boyfriend in the face for a lottery ticket to do stuff to you. Like,
that was so great.
That is such a home run and the biggest compliment you could ever give a man in the history of the world. I understand there are guys out there that are like, what about my mind? But I mean, in this case, come on.
Yeah.
And that beautiful roast, sentiment.
Oh, that roast was really popular.
It was absolutely great, because I think that you could even see that he was getting kind of bummed out by the end. And isn't that really the point of the whole thing?
I don't know.
Nikki Glaser was, I feel like I'd heard her name a million times. I've seen her on stuff. I'd watched even some specials, and just, that was like her crowning moment. Like, she broke through in that. She's the person everybody talks about when they talk about that roast. It was great. And then she hosted like the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And she was just so good.
So what about Tom, though?
So Tom is basically saying my major parenting mistake was the 2024 roast, mm-hmm. which none of us needed pointed out. Like maybe he just got to the, he goes, oh, that was just a parenting fail. His three kids, now 17-year-old Jack, 15-year-old Benjamin, and 12-year-old Vivian, were not cool with it. He spoke to them the next morning and they basically said, what was the point of that? What was the point? What did you need to do that for? And
right.
he went, what? This is a bit of a stake through the heart. Stake through the heart is his quote. He's like, yeah, vampire. They get those roasters killed you. Tom says, there's some things as a parent that you F up and you don't realize till after.
I have trouble with that. But I do think somewhere inside him, when they attacked What's Her Bucket,
Giselle?
Yeah, that he had a moment of, well, there's some revenge for me.
Yeah. And then when it kind of turned on his kids, was there a thing about, the thing I always think about with his kids is that he like, you know, kisses them on the mouth, which is not wrong for the record. Like, it's not wrong to kiss your kids on the mouth. It, you know, if they ask you to do it slower and for a longer amount of time, then now we're getting to some place that don't do it. Luckily, Vinny knows that. But
that story has nothing to do with me. She's just making crap
okay.
up.
But it's, you know, people, I knew I was like, oh, they'll give him crap for that. I don't remember there being any jokes, but I'm sure there were about him making out with his kids, which he does not do for the record. It's a roast. It's all jokes. It's hard to remember that though, when it's a stake through your heart. There's some things as a parent you F up and you don't realize till after. Like, ugh. He went on, I guess Logan Paul has a, of course he does. He's got a podcast and that's right. And Tom Brady was like, yeah, I'll go on there. It seems like a great idea. Yeah, that was a parenting fail. Anyway, there you go.
Go to Tom. We're pretty sure you're smarter than him. It's not going to be a problem.
He's like, okay, I'll try and hold my own on that. We're pretty sure.
I just better not say anything that gives up that I'm a vampire.
Uh-oh. The stake through the heart thing was a giveaway, wasn't it?
Oh, figure me out.
Oh, geez.
No, I feel bad for someone that has... You never want to look bad in the eyes of your kids, ever.
Right.
And there's no question that... Your head changes entirely as they start to become people. You start to go, oh, I really want to show well for them.
Right.
For them, in their eyes, but also for them.
Right. Yeah.
Question.
Yes, dear.
Have either of you had said something on the air that you thought was a parenting fail?
Probably the one where I said my daughter tried to kiss me. That was probably
a good one. That was a pretty good
that
one.
That wasn't a great one.
Yeah.
Or that when I said the pediatrician put her hand under my lips when I was kissing my kid's head, and then I kissed the pediatrician's hand. And then I was like, I am so...
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Some of the best.
Bummed about this right now.
I wonder if there was any blowback on the Alicia situation, if his kids are like, oh, dad.
You know, I don't know if it got to them, but it has a life of its own, and it's so annoying.
Oh, it's... Great. That is one of the
it's
things
not
about
great. You're not
is.
Listening.
No.
I just said
it's
so
yes, it's
don't tell me
it's
no.
Perspective. It's perspective. It's like the things that I don't want you to talk about that you still talk about that we, you know, it's I hate those, you love those. It's like that. It's,
no,
it's
that's,
all about
there's
our
not
special
a,
relationship.
There's no same there because you will get really mad and then I have to
then you could you, get really mad.
I don't
then I would stop talking about it. If you started crying over something, I would definitely stop talking
How
about
am I going to cry over some lady peeping me while I went to the bathroom?
You can't. It's like the best story. And she didn't peep you. You did it on purpose.
Okay. Gosh. Well, you know, the F word almost flew out of my mouth just now. I mean, what are you, serious?
Yes. Thank you for noticing. Mm.
I went Listen, to the bathroom in front of her on purpose.
Well, you walked into the room.
In my house.
Into
in
the
my...
bathroom and left
no.
the door open and had your way with the toilet. And then you left. And then you saw her car out front. I mean, you purposely went in there and did stuff. I mean, semantics, really.
Okay. Let's get to some trash. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.